Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in Grizzlies Media Day 2025, and joining me now is Grizzlies forward, Santi Aldana. Santi, how's it going, man?
All good. Glad to be back here.
Yeah, all right. So you signed a contract this offseason. My producer here, George, is wondering if he can hold a dollar.
If I can hold
it. If he can hold a dollar.
Maybe
that's a no. That's a no.
No.
Yeah. No. But what this offseason, outside of that, and we'll elaborate. I'll get some questions about that in a second. But what were your plans? Did you do anything fun?
Got married.
Okay. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
That was pretty fun. Eventful. Definitely good to have both families, friends together in the same spot. So
yeah, I gotta ask, do you feel like it was for you or for your family and friends? Because that was always my question when I got married 2 years ago here in Memphis, and once I got everybody in town, got the hotels all figured out, I realized it doesn't feel like it was for me, really. You had a good time though, right?
Yeah, I would say the preparation wasn't ideal. Like, it was just more stressful for us than anything.
Yeah.
Once the day went by, like, we had a lot of fun, and,
sure,
and it was completely worth it during the day. The year of preparation, we're still trying to find good memories about the preparation, but no, definitely having everybody together. We're not from the same part of Spain,
okay,
so a lot of friends and families were meeting for the first time, so that was important for us. So yeah, the day was perfect.
Yeah. Now your contract, how did that come along? And honestly, truthfully, because I think people sort of want to know this, is there just a massive sense of relief once you just get that out of the way and can move on with your life, right? Your agent negotiates it, you put pen to paper, hands off at that point.
Yeah.
Is there a sense of relief to that?
Yes, 100%. I don't know if people say it, but like it's 100% that way. In my case, it was easy negotiation just because the team wanted me here, I wanted to be here, so there was no, nothing. Like, we were sure of what we wanted the final result to be.
Right.
But the moment you sign, it's when, for sure, okay, I'm here for 3 more years, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was, in that sense, it was a sense of the relief. I can keep going on with my summer,
Yeah. And also, I will say, and this is just me speaking, right? Being an NBA player that gets to a second contract when you're drafted, like, That's probably a great feeling, no? I mean, just to know 30th overall, you end up in this particular situation here in Memphis. It works out. You get to that second contract. I know there's a lot of NBA players that take pride in that.
Yeah, a lot. Obviously, when you get your first contract, you always talk about your second. Now that I got my second, I'm talking about my third. So it's always,
right,
trying to get better, trying to play basketball at the high level. But, I'm lucky enough to do it in a place where I feel loved, where I love to play, and, with an organization, front office staff, teammates that, I'm not saying it because I'm here. I'm saying it because,
right,
I truly believe it. It's just a top, very high level. So for me, it's about that more than anything else.
All right. Now, Tomas's system. I talked to him a little bit earlier. Speed kills. I've heard it like a million times today. But what do you think about his system and how you can fit into it?
Yeah, his system, I really like it. It's he's been doing it for a long time, which, and it's shown great results in Europe. Like, Paris is in EuroLeague now, playing at a really high level. But yeah, I like it a lot. Speed kills, all about that. But it's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
If you're faster than the other team, it's hard to beat for sure. But yeah, I think I fit in really well. It's just a system where you have to have constant pace, going at a very high speed and making a lot of reads. You know, airtime decisions, just making sure you're making reads all the time. And I think that's where I fit in, where, you know, I think I excel at that, you know, making a lot of reads and then making right decisions as the handler, as the passer, as the cutter, whatever it may be. And I think we do have a lot of guys that fit that system, and that's why I'm very excited about it.
Now, where else you fit in is Eurobasket with your Spain team. How was that? How fun was that? And just sort of being involved with that on a consistent basis, just about every offseason, feels like, for you.
Yeah. Going with the national team is a sense of pride like no other. Obviously, being an NBA player is something I take pride in, but playing for my national team, it's a whole nother level. You're playing for something bigger than your family and organization. It's a whole country, so it's very important for me, and I feel very thankful that the Grizzlies support me doing it fully. This year wasn't great. Our results weren't as expected. We did not fulfill, not necessarily because we didn't win, but we did not feel happy with where we were at, and I think it's just that changing the generations and something we have to go through, but we have to take pride in it and work for the future, for sure.
All right, which rules do you like more, NBA or FIBA?
50-50, I'll say.
Okay.
There's some in the NBA that I think are good, like defensive 3 seconds allows for, you know, more dynamic basketball.
Right.
But the one I love is just being able to tip the ball out.
Yeah.
That's something, especially my last year of high school, I really got good at. And, you know, having to come to America and losing that competitive advantage really hurt.
Yeah. Was that a learning process first when you got over here, too, to play?
Yes, because I had learned how to stop timing for blocks and just, you know, remove the
you
ball
see
from
it,
the
You back. See it rolling around the rim, yeah. And you just have this you just want to knock it out.
Because even if you're in the second side, it helps a lot, because you're not the guy that's going to block it, but, like, you have to go for the rebound regardless, so you can swipe a lot. And, I mean, in high school, you would get, like, 6-8 points from that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was something like that.
You wish they'd adopt it.
Yeah, but also very, very good athletes in the NBA. It might be overkill.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Well, Santi, I appreciate it, man. I'll let you roll. I know you're a busy man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.